Bob Collins of WGN Radio in Chicago so connected with his audience that he was affectionately known to his listeners as Uncle Bobby, even though he was far too young for a name like that. Here to induct the late Bob Collins is his longtime WGN colleague, a member of the Radio Hall of Fame, the Big O, Orion Samuelson.
Thank you, and ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Tonight we welcome to the Hall of Fame family Robert L. as in lovable Bob Collins, a broadcaster who was loved and is still remembered by his millions of listeners 8 years after his much too early sign-off. I vividly remember the day in April of 1974 hearing Bob on his first WGN broadcast. I thought it was the end of the WGN culture that I had known and loved since I arrived at the station in 1960. Who was this raucous person with a laugh that one listener said sounded like an early morning rooster crow? I really didn't think he'd last very long at WGN. How wrong I was. As it turned out, he became one of the all-time greats in Chicago broadcasting history. He also became my closest friend. His career reached its pinnacle in 1986 when he became host of the WGN Morning Show, maintaining and building a solid first place rating that was inherited from fellow Hall of Famer Wally Phillips. To me, his greatest talent was his ability to go from being an absolute clown 1 minute, then immediately turn to a serious subject like gun control and never lose an ounce of credibility. Nothing would make me happier tonight than to have him here to accept. But I guess God decided he needed a morning radio show host, and so he called him home in 2000. With Uncle Bobby, God may have gotten more than he bargained for, but I'm sure he is pleased with the ratings.
Bob Collins on WGN.
Good morning, Bob.
Then what's it? Good morning, y'all.
Level. Hello?
The same old Bob Collins. I don't know what to tell you.
Hello?
You're about to meet a new personality here on WGN Radio.
How are you, Uncle Bob?
All right, how are you?
Good morning, Bob.
Bob Collins. Hello?
Winds tonight in the north to the northeast at 12 to...
Pardon me, go ahead.
Hello?
Generally clear skies tonight in Chicago.
It's the funniest weather forecast
composure
I've ever seen.
Now, wait a minute.
Hello?
I heard a funny line during the election. One guy, they were sitting around talking about various politicians. One guy said, well, the good news is a lot of people know him. The bad news is a lot of people know him. So, you know.
Hello?
You know, you can tell the success of a top 40 disc jockey is by the size of the U-Haul trailer he hauls behind him.
What do they haul in that trailer?
Is
that
records they've stolen from radio stations.
Basically.
Age 57, I've learned to believe in miracles.
Miracles.
I've learned that every day you should reach out and touch someone.
Miracles.
Holding hands, a warm hug, or a friendly pat on the back, it's all wonderful.
Hello?
The Radio Hall of Fame, proud to induct Robert L. Lovable Uncle Bobby Collins.
Accepting for the late Bob Collins is his wife, Christine Collins.
The Radio Hall of Fame and the Museum of Broadcast Communications for honoring Bob tonight. Like the millions of listeners Bob touched with his warmth, his wit, his big heart, I still miss him every day. All of us, his extended radio family, wish he were with us to accept this great honor in person. Bob never lost sight of the magic that is unique to radio. Thank you so much for recognizing the magic that Bob brought to the medium.